You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We're going to listen to All the Time in the World by Laura Lee Lovely. This came out on the Dark Space fundraiser compilation out of Ototahi not too long ago. And we're going to be having a chat to Laura about a brand new single she's put out and some cool music she's working on very shortly. That is Laura Lee Lovely with All the Time in the World. Morena, Laura, how are you today?
Morena, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good, it's lovely to be able to chat to you about brand new music that you've put out. It's a single called Allendale, and you've also made a really beautiful video for it, and you're working on a whole record. How's it going?
It's going well. So Allendale, I actually finished around 2 years ago.
Oh, wow.
So I've stayed on it for a wee while, and I was just waiting to find someone to make a video with. And it just took a while to find the right people. It needed, like, you know, it was kind of one that I didn't really want to release without a video, because I felt like the video would really accompany it really well. So I just kind of sat on it for a while, and then when the time was right, smashed out a video in 2 days. So it was awesome.
That's super great. I feel like the 2 years leading up to the 2 days breakdown, you know, you've got all these ideas to just pump out. It is a gorgeous video as well.
Thank you.
I think you're so right. It's a really visual song, and so having a kind of like a world that you can see through that music video is actually really important as well. For people who haven't watched it yet, kind of give us a little bit of a description of what the space you've been creating is.
So I was So the video, so the song kind of was a reflection on social media and, like, because I like social media and I like to, you know, chat on there and post things. Yeah. I love colour schemes and themes, and I'm a really visual person. So for me, I kind of wanted to take that and put it in the video. We met, my friend and I directed, and we pulled the whole thing together. My friend Anissa, who does vintage clothes and just lots of fun. Like, it was really cool, and I kind of have a interior sort of background so as well. So I did all the colour schemes, and just a friend, Nick, lent us a whole bunch of stuff, and we just kind of did it on a really low budget.
Awesome.
And, yeah, it was just kind of about making it look aesthetically lush, and I love, like, David Lynch and, like, a lot of, you know, ominous sort of movies and films, and I think I kind of wanted to incorporate it. Sorry, my dog's barking.
That's all right. I was quite enjoying it.
Cool. I wanted to say hello to Auckland. I just wanted to incorporate it into the visual for people to see, because I really felt like it. That's how I saw the song, and I wanted other people to see it like that as well. Usually, I don't really worry too much about the videos, because it costs a lot of money if you know really need help, and it's time consuming. It can hold up the song, and it's you know, so for me it just worked out well. I just didn't want to release it without one, so yeah, so we did.
I think it works really well, and as you say, it has got like a Lynchian kind of energy to it, which fits that sort of dystopic relationship I think pretty much anyone who uses social media has with it, where on the one hand it's great, it's an awesome way to connect, there's a lot of amazing art and creative stuff that happens on those platforms, but it's also a time drain and it can be quite hard on the old mental health too. I wondered if when you're building this kind of world through the video as well, are you thinking directly about that relationship, or is it more just like trying to explore the feeling of it?
For me, like, I love getting lost in videos that I love. So I'm real in music. So I love, like, I've always been a big fan of the Chromatics and that kind of that band, and the David Lynch stuff and the films and the music that kind of goes with them. And I think that for me has been healthy to have that escape. So it was kind of like my reflection was kind of on the negative of social media, but then taking it and making it into something positive that I kind of feel like I have seen myself and has made me feel really good and emotions. And, you know, so I think there is two sides to the coin with that. And I think there's got to be that balance, and it's important to try and navigate what makes you feel good and what doesn't in yourself. And so for me, I hope, and the song I feel like has kind of the ability to make you feel something and get lost. So having that visual that's kind of a little bit tongue-in-cheek, and you know, we had so much fun doing that video. We all love each other. We were all really good friends. So I think you can really tell maybe that everything about the process was fun.
Yeah.
So I think that really kind of shows, hopefully, as well. Because when I watch it, I'm really proud of it and I'm really happy, and it makes me feel good. So
that's awesome.
I hope that's how other people feel too, yeah.
Totally. I think it's a really special visual world, and the song just is incredible as well. And I think you can listen to the track and you could read whatever you sort of needed to read out of it, because it could also read like a love song gone wrong or something like that. Yeah. There's a lot of ways you could interpret it as a listener, which I think is always nice to have that kind of like grey area where you can sort of pull out what you need to from it as well. Yeah.
Definitely, I agree. Yeah,
Laura, you're working towards your debut album, which will be out next year, which is pretty exciting. How are you feeling about that project, and what's the process for creating this been like for you?
So I'm feeling really good about it, mainly because I've wanted to write an album for about 4 years now, but it is a process, and it's kind of finding what part of you want to put into a body of work, and I think that it takes a while to navigate that, and I feel like I'm kind of there now, and I feel good about you know, being able to sit on something for a while, because I feel like with singles, if you just release something, you can be like, oh, I'll release something else because I'm, you know, over that, or I want to do this, and maybe my sound's changed a little bit. And I've been collaborating quite a bit with some hip hop artists and like different genres, and that's been really good to kind of help me find the Laura Lee Lovely balance, I think.
Yeah.
So my next song that I'm going to release is a little bit a bit different to Allendale, but it all still sounds similar. Like, so I think I'm glad I've kind of waited. We've got our own studio here at where we live, so I do everything myself with Ben Hunt, who's a producer, and other people that will probably be producing on the album as well. Like, I love collaborating with people to give it, you know, to get there, to see where you want to get the songs to. So, so we'll do all of it here, and then I'll probably just collaborate with maybe some other artists and musicians, like guitarists, but mostly I'll be writing it all at the studio here. Yeah,
cool.
So
that seems like a really nice balance to have yourself. Have that own space where you can reflect and make, and then also be able to reach out and have a broader community that you can draw on and bounce your ideas off as well. I think it's really interesting that you've been working in that kind of like hip hop realm a little bit. What were you sort of like learning from that process, do you feel?
Oh, I just love hip. I love like R&B and vocal, like, because I'm a singer, so I've just learned honestly, probably just that people just love different genres. Like,
yeah,
not everyone has to stay in what they're doing. Like, you can do, you know, if you want to collaborate in a different field, then just, you know, reach out and do it, because it's so good. Like, it's been so fun and just really rewarding, I think. And, you know, you don't realise how people just listen to that, or this is that, you know, this is what people listen to. But honestly, like, I listen to so many different types of music, so it's just been really rewarding, I think, and I'm really glad that I've started to do it over the last few years. And I want to do it more, so that's just, I'm doing quite a few collaborations at the moment, and that just kind of keeps me going as well. And then when I do Laura Lee Lovely, it just kind of, I can sit there and be like, this is what that is, because it just helps me kind of navigate my own sound as well, which has been really cool.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome, Laura. I'm so looking forward to hearing the rest of the record, but I reckon we should jump into listening to Allendale now. If people want to go and check out the video, where's the best place for them to find a link?
Just my Instagram or Facebook. We'll just search Laura Lee Lovely on YouTube and it'll come up.
Fantastic. Hey, have a great rest of your day, Laura. Thank you for speaking with us. And
thanks for having me. Appreciate
looking
it.
Forward to the record.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Ka kite.
Cheers. Ka kite.
Do you feel haunted by your
a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.